This isn't it. Is this it? An Avatar the Last Airbender fic. Written by Hydro K-Riss. Read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. With the relationship tag, Azula and Zuko, and the additional tags, character study, tiny baby fic because I wrote a Tumblr post and was like, I mean, this may as well go on AO3, list format, love languages. Toph would also be great at loving Azula, to be honest, but that didn't make it into this analysis. Like, she's so blunt, Azula would have to accept it as genuine. Here is what Azula's love languages are not. Acts of service. This is not love. This is life. This is being the child of the Fire Lord, obviously. Acts of service are owed to Azula. Love is also owed to Azula, because she should be adored. But acts of service do not read to her as love. They read to her as servitude. What's the difference? Well, Azula will get back to you on that one. She'll get back to you on the whole love thing, in general, too. Love languages are hard for her to understand, because she only understands herself as worthy of love within the terms of power dynamics. 2. Physical touch. Don't touch her! What, you think you have the right to do that? For shame. Azula is a knife. Don't touch the blade, are you stupid? Her father is allowed to put a guiding hand on her shoulder, to keep the knife's aim on target. Anything else is not permitted. Do not even breathe on her. Don't you dare. 3. Giving gifts. These frivolous things? Get the fuck out. Don't insult her by implying that you understand her superior tastes, and certainly don't give her some low-quality shit that doesn't even have a practical purpose in her life. Any gift worthy of her will be accepted with the detached clinical observation it deserves. This hairpin is very nice, but it looks a bit old. It was Mother's? Ugh, burn it then. 4. Words of affirmation. This is not love. This is facts. Of course she is good. Of course she is powerful. Of course she is precise. Of course she is the best at everything she does. This is a given. Azula's love language is quality time. Time spent with friends is interesting, if not particularly productive. At least it is somewhat useful to pick apart everyone's interactions and how they choose to engage with each other. This is the closest she gets to love. This is the first type of love that she can almost see for what it is. There is some difference, of course, between what types of love one is good at receiving and what types of love one is good at giving. Azula has never actively given love in her life. She does not stoop to the level of others who do so. Later, after time in therapy, and time spent alone in contemplation and meditation, and even more time after that, Azula may come to understand that she is not a tool, but a human being. She may realize all the ways that people tried to love her before, and failed. She may realize how people tried to love her before, too. She may, while working back through painful memories, recall that Zuko was the first person to reach out to her with innocence and love in his heart. That Zuko never wanted to use her, even after they were cruelly pitted against each other. She'd seen it as a weakness of his at the time, but now she forces herself to reconsider, or to restructure that binary entirely. After all, the dynamic of the weak versus the powerful has served its time with her. She must try to let it go. And she might try to hug her brother, because she's no good with words, and she doesn't even know what kind of gift he'd like, and she's surely not doing acts of service for Zuko, are you fucking kidding her? And quality time with him puts her on edge, even though they are both desperately trying to relax about it. So she wraps her arms around her brother, and Zuko hugs her back without even hesitating. It was never a question of whether or not he loved her, but whether or not she'd accept it for what it is. And with time, she does.